Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm her little brother, William.
We're from the podcast Guide to the Unknown, where we only talk about scary stuff and have a good time doing it.
Come join the scary fun, everyone.
Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find Guide to the Unknown.
Seven Lamb Productions presents Tower 4. Season 2 Prologue. Wheel.
Again?
Yeah.
Wanna stop?
No. There. We'll get under the overpass.
Okay.
We had been walking for a while. Enough was enough. We both came to the realization it was the only way to fix our situation. 2 years living on the streets and in the shelter was enough. We made a pact, and now it was time to stick to it.
Feels so good.
You just need a rest. We fought off some asshole earlier today who claimed the cart was his, but it wasn't. We found it in a ditch, empty and covered in brush. My ear still hurt from where the guy punched me. But we got the cart. And good thing too, because everything we owned was in here. Everything that wasn't stolen over the last 2 years.
I'm thirsty.
Here. You all right?
Do you think we can do this?
We have to make a change, Barb, right? You said so yourself, and how could we change if we didn't get out of there? The homeless shelter didn't work. It was hard to stay clean, surrounded by people who didn't want to be that way. We didn't either. Not for a long time. It made things easier. But now was different.
Hey, we made it just in time.
See? Things are already starting to look up. I had to believe that. Me and Barb were now on the same page. We quit all our vices cold turkey, we saved a bit of money, and now we were on our way to a small church in a small town just outside the city. We had met the pastor when begging on a street corner, and he offered us a place to stay and some work on the church property.
Do you think he was telling the truth?
Sure. And if he wasn't, then just find something else.
It's gonna get harder, though.
It always gets harder before it gets easier. We can do this. We have to. After I lost my job, we went through our savings, got kicked out of our apartment, and turned to booze and drugs to get by, while sleeping near train tracks and back alleys. Things quickly spiraled out of control. We had always wanted change, but that didn't come until we talked to the pastor. We put things in perspective, I guess. And now we had to make our dreams a reality.
You thirsty?
No, I'm hungry.
Me too. Do we have anything?
Some, yeah, but we should save it for tomorrow.
Think we could get a ride from someone?
Not with the cart. We'll be okay. It's not much further.
Do we need the cart?
What about our stuff?
The pastor said he had food and clothes and...
Barb, just in case, we shouldn't leave it.
No, you're right. I love you.
I love you too. We nestled up next to the car as the rain continued to fall. We were on the outskirts of the city. Tomorrow, we would be in a new place with new scenery and hopefully able to make a future for ourselves. Just then, The van pulled under the overpass and stopped in front of us, all the windows tinted.
What are they doing?
I don't know. It was dark out, and no other cars were around.
You know, a van could help.
What?
A van. We could put the cart in the back if they gave us a ride.
I don't know about that.
Want me to ask?
For some reason, I was feeling apprehensive. There had been rumors of teens going around and attacking the homeless at night. Please don't let this be the case. Not now. Not tonight.
I'm gonna ask.
Wait. She got up and made her way across the sidewalk to the curb, waving her hands.
Excuse me? Excuse me.
Just then, the side door of the van slid open and three men dressed entirely in black jumped out. One grabbed Barbara.
Hey! Hey!
The other two rushed me. I couldn't even stand before they were on top of me, forcing down my arms and legs.
Hey! Get off me!
Everything happened so quickly. I couldn't get a good look at their faces. Not that it mattered, because in 5 seconds I had a cloth over my face. My vision became blurry, my mind cloudy. I was thrust forward into the back of the van where I landed on the floor beside Barbara. Her eyes were still open, but only barely.
Hey.
I couldn't talk. I couldn't move. Then slowly, everything went dark. Tower 4. Written and edited by Robert M. Lamb. Story by Robert M. Lamb and Dylan Whitehead. Starring Jack Austin as Mike, Gina Coyle as Amber, Brian Messick as Gene. Co-starring Erica Garofa and Robert M. Lamb. Music provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com and Brett Wilkins at Facebook.com/WilkinsMusicFL. If you enjoy Tower 4, visit 7lamb.com for more audio dramas such as this. Also, don't forget to follow 7lamb on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at 7lamb Podcasts. This has been a 7lamb production.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM Podcast Network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.